calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have your email address on your account?
It's probably MIDGETOO and the number 2@AOL.com.
Okay, I do. I'm not showing anything with that email address.
Okay, would you like my account number?
Now, what is going on, ma'am?
Well, I'm trying to pay my taxes. And the address, it says pay your taxes online at broward.county-taxes.com. But when I put that in, it says, sorry, the page you were looking for does not exist or is not available. We performed a web search for Broward County Tax, and here's what we found. But going to that address does not give you a choice to pay your taxes. You can look up everything about your property from God knows when it was created and what mortgages it has and everything, but you can't click anything that says pay taxes. And this is not at all what I'm used to.
Okay.
So there's a problem. And I don't know if you're open tomorrow, or I would have called tomorrow, but I didn't want to take a chance on you not being there.
Yes, yes, I do apologize. And you say you're trying to get your property. What, ma'am? It's like
I'm
phone.
Just trying to pay my taxes.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. This you have the wrong number.
The wrong number.
Yes, we do not, you cannot pay your taxes or anything with our company, so I do apologize.
Do you know what the actual number is?
No, I don't at all.
Well, goodness. Okay, is somebody going to be there tomorrow?
I don't know,
because
we don't
because
do...
Oh, because this is the wrong number to begin
with. Yes, ma'am.
With. Okay. Thank you anyway.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.